USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a Senate hearing on sexual assault in the military, Republican Senator Martha McSally of Arizona, who served as an Air Force pilot, testified that she'd been raped by a superior officer.
I was horrified at how my attempt to share generally my experiences were handled. I almost separated from the Air Force at 18 years over my despair.
Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen handed over documents to a House panel allegedly showing how a Trump lawyer edited his false 2017 testimony. He later told reporters after the hearing before the House Intelligence Committee that it went well.
I believe that all of the members were satisfied with the statements and the responses that I gave to them. I told them that any additional information that they would want, they should feel comfortable to reach out to my counsel, and I would continue to cooperate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A musician is fighting back against sexual abuse allegations, USA's Tim Berg reports.
Singer R. Kelly is saying the sexual abuse allegations against him are all lies. The charges involve four women, three of whom were underage at the time of the alleged events. Kelly joined CBS this morning.
I love women. I love all women. I love everybody. But the thing is that these stories on Lifetime, they're very bogus and they're not true.
Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek has been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, but the 78-year-old plans to beat the odds.
I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy! For 3 more years.
The family of Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak released a statement saying they're deeply saddened by the news, and Sajak said he would never bet against Alex Trebek. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The State Department has confirmed some U.S. troops will remain in Syria to maintain a military presence. John Clemens reports.
That was the confirmation from Robert Palladino, deputy spokesperson at the U.S. State Department.
The residual force of the United States military is going to remain in northeast Syria as part of a multinational force in order to prevent ISIS resurgence and to support stability and security in northeast Syria.
The battle continues against ISIS as many of the terrorists remain in a small area of land in the middle Euphrates River Valley in Syria. I'm John Clemens.
An actor from the hit movie School of Rock has been arrested after Florida authorities say he stole several guitars. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Charged for the thefts in the Tampa Bay area, 27-year-old Joey Gatos Jr., who played a child guitar prodigy named Zach in the 2003 movie.
Lead guitar, Zach Attack. Take a seat.
Venice police say Gatos walked out of a Troll music store there with a guitar on February 7th, then allegedly took a $2,000 Les Paul from a Sarasota Sam Ash store on the 11th and was arrested a few days later. Also charged for thefts from Charlotte and Manatee counties. He's been charged with a total of 4 felonies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.